Bikini-clad Lizzo celebrates obesity in Instagram video, "This Body is Art," by Paul Bois on January 9, 2023. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris 2020 campaigner and pop singer Lizzo appeared to celebrate obesity in an Instagram video over the weekend and declared her body to be a work of art. Wearing a bikini, the 34-year-old singer scolded her body shamers and critics of her physique, including those who feel she had lost too much weight, allegedly betraying the body positivity movement. "The discourse around bodies is officially tired," she began. "I have seen comments go from, 'Oh my gosh, I liked you when you were thick. Why did you lose weight?' to 'Oh my gosh, why did you get a barrel, Brazilian butt lift? I liked your body before' to 'Oh my gosh, you're so big.'" Lizzo called these comments delusional and referred to her body as a work of art. "Are we okay? Do you see the delusion?" she asked. "Do we realize that artists are not here to fit into your beauty standards? Artists are here to make art, and this body is art." Lizzo further stressed that she will do whatever I want with this body while urging people to stop wasting time criticizing her body image. In another social media post over the weekend, Lizzo also tore into cancel culture for appropriating real outrage from marginalized groups. "This may be a random time to say this, but it's on my heart. Cancel culture is appropriation. There was real outrage from truly marginalized people, and now it's become trendy, misused, and misdirected. I hope we can phase out of this and focus our outrage on the real problems," she tweeted. Lizzo's praise of her body follows an interview she gave in March, declaring herself a body icon and a champion of the body positivity movement. "It may not be one person's ideal body type, just like, say, Kim Kardashian might not be someone's ideal. But she's a body icon and has created a modern-day beauty standard. And what I'm doing is stepping into my confidence and my power to create my own beauty standard. And one day that will just be the standard," she told People.